Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Happy Wednesday and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. I'm your co-host, Michelle Pache, and I'm here today with Dr. Tim Hayes as host. We warmly welcome you to the show and thank you for choosing to be with us. Today is January 8th, 2014. Our call-in number is 646-200-4169. Press 1 and that puts you into queue to talk with Dr. Tim. We encourage you to call in with your comments or questions because then you actively strengthen and deepen your process. So now let's welcome Tim in the process of learning and practicing forgiveness.
Thank you, Michelle. It's a pleasure to be here. And it's a pleasure to be on a team of people who are doing their best every day to take full responsibility for everything they think and feel and do. And it's not exactly the way I was brought up. And at the same time, I can tell you it has improved the quality of my life exponentially over the past, I don't know how many years I've been doing this work. So it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for chipping in and running the switchboard as last minute. And any thoughts to open us up?
Well, touche to you for, again, last minute. My understanding is Michael's running down to Heartland to meet with some contractors to address the water damage. But, we had our Mind Shifter support group last night, and it was the first time after a few weeks' break, and so it was just a small gathering, myself, Rex, Mitzi, and Tony. And after we processed our days and our holiday, we decided that we wanted to be in tune with you, Dr. Tim, and so we watched the Cosmic Heart video from Dale Ellen Hoffman.
And the title of it is Cosmic Heart?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I can double-check it, but it was about a 35-minute video where he talked about the Taurus energy, and he had a bagel on the overhead and just talked about the synchronicity of our hearts and the oneness that we share and kind of defined the drop in the ocean, joining other drops in the ocean to create the ocean or the Grand Canyon, as the case may be. Did that sound familiar to what you were watching?
No, it wasn't the same talk, but it was the same guy, and a lot of his stuff is very similar. I mean, the theme is, it's the essence of Yeshua's teaching, and what Dale Hoffman has done is dedicate himself to not just the academic work of learning the ancient Aramaic language, but learning the ancient Aramaic language, learning as much as he can about the culture of the time, learning about the context of the people that live there, and working to apply the message that he's, as clearly as he can in his life, discerning that Yeshua was teaching, and actually doing the practice in his life, just as the people who do Michael Rice's worksheets and do daily meditations and ask for guidance are trying to do. And the talk we listened to with Dale is on his YouTube channel, and it's from Sunday, May 26th, 2013. He was at the Spiritual Living Center of Atlanta, and he talks quite a bit in this talk. This really spoke to me. He talks about light and what has been promoted from the ancient Aramaic text as it came through the Greeks, what has been promoted as our need to be afraid and our need to look for something outside of ourselves to connect us to our source or to our true nature or to our God. And so it's one of the more powerful talks. It's touched me in a very powerful way, and so I thought I would share that with the group this week. And we did, and then we did the worksheet process, and I did a worksheet on sharing my upset that I chose to trigger around technology the night before. And maybe I'll talk a little bit more about that worksheet in a bit, but I wanted to give a little intro if people are just tuning into the show for the first time. The nature of this work is it's called forgiveness, but in our culture, forgiveness has come to mean pardoning somebody or letting them off the hook for something they did that was wrong or bad or hurtful. But in the ancient Aramaic, the word forgiveness meant to cancel and dismantle any false reality in my mind that led me to feel anger, fear, sadness, hurt, or any of the negative emotions. And in this work, those negative emotions are very important in my life because they are my warning system. They are my emergency management warning system. They are there to let me know that my thoughts are off target, that I'm in error, and that if I have pain in me, physical, mental, or emotional pain, it's because of a disruption in my energy system, physically, mentally, or emotionally. It's because energies that do not belong in my system are in my system, and I am holding on to them. I have initiated them, and or I am maintaining them. If I inherited them from my genetics, then I am unwittingly maintaining those energies. And as long as I look outside of me to anyone or anything else and want it to change or them to change or the situation to change, I doom myself to a continuation of that pain. And so the tool in this work that's offered to help us remove those energies from our system that don't belong there is called the Reality Management Worksheet. And Dr. Michael Rice and his wife Jeannie have worked tirelessly for many years to make this tool available for free on the internet. And when I say free, I mean you do not even have to sign up for a mailing list. You simply go to www.whyagain.org and click on the red and white bullseye or the link on the top of the page that says Start Here. And it takes you to a page with links on it that lets you just instantly download Chapter 24 of Dr. Michael Rice's book in a PDF file, the latest version of the 7-step reality management worksheet process, and no less than 6 full hours of audio of shows like this where Dr. Rice has stepped someone through that process, applying that tool to their lives, to real problems in their lives, and watching what results they get. So for absolutely for free, everything you would ever need to know to begin this process and start down the path to becoming a master at applying this tool to your life is available for free. If you choose to support the work, that's gladly accepted. There are buttons on the website for you to donate through PayPal or your own credit card. And at that same time, Dr. Michael Rice and his wife have dedicated their lives to getting these tools to every mind, heart, and being on the planet, whether they can afford to pay for them or not. So that's the tool we strongly encourage everyone listening to this show to try it out, to do the process and see the results in their own life. Don't believe what we're saying. Don't believe what anybody else tells you. Try it for yourself. See how it works. As you get results, we'd be happy to hear, good, bad, or otherwise. We'd be happy to answer questions. That's why Dr. Rice and his wife work so diligently to present this radio show 5 days a week. When they travel around the country, they pay all their own expenses, they give the vast majority of their workshops for free, and then they move on to another place. And when they leave a place, there's often very little support for people who want to continue this work. For the past 3 years, this radio show has been there. 5 days a week, an hour a day, open questions, people calling in with testimonials, people calling in with statements that they don't think it works and it's not for them. And so you get a chance to get some real-time support to learn whether or not this process can help you. It came to my attention today that a new article was published, and the title of the article is "Scientists Finally Show How Your Thoughts Can Cause Specific Molecular Changes to Your Genes." Now, for those of us who've done this kind of work for a while, the name Bruce Lipton is very familiar. Bruce Lipton wrote a book, The Biology of Belief. And before he wrote that book, he was interviewed in New York by a cable television host. And the next week or two later, Dr. Michael Rice was interviewed by that radio host. And the radio host said, "Oh, my gosh, you've got to meet Bruce Lipton. He's doing the same work you are." And Michael said, "I don't think so. How could a molecular biologist or a cellular biologist be doing the same work I'm doing, the work of forgiveness and the ancient Aramaic work of Yeshua?" And he gave Michael a copy of Bruce Lipton's lecture, and Michael said, "Oh, my gosh, we are doing the same work. Here's a hardcore physical scientist who is uncovering things in the laboratory using electron microscopes, looking at human cells and determining that the nucleus is not the brain of the cell, that the DNA is not primary. He's overturning what has been the dogma in science for decades and decades. And people used to believe that when you were born, you were given a set of DNA, half from your mother, half from your father, and that predetermined how you were going to turn out, how tall you would be, the color of your hair and eyes, whether or not you developed cancer at age 5 or 55, or et cetera, whether you had arthritis. And Bruce Lipton discovered that the nucleus of the cell that contains all the genetic material is not the brain of the cell. And the proof of that is that if you remove the brain from any living organism, the brain ceases to function. So he was in his laboratory, and he decided to test that out, and he removed the nucleus from cells, human cells, and they continued to live. They continued to function. They continued to move toward food and nutrients and move away from toxins or physical danger. And so he demonstrated that not only does every cell in the human body have its own intelligence, but it's not located inside the cell. He demonstrated that each cell in the body has receptor sites to receive information of a physical nature from its environment, And it also has receptor sites to receive information from the individual's mind energy. And that each cell in the body is coded to that particular individual's mind energy, and that that is why we have organs being rejected. Because there are these specific antigens in every person's body that are waiting to hear the energy, the mind energy from an individual. And when they hear it, they say, oh, good, you belong here as a cell. And when it doesn't hear it, it says, oh, you don't belong here, and it starts to attack the cell. And those, the antigens which are on the cell are called histocompatibility antigens. And these are receptors on every individual cell in the human body that are tuned specifically to the chemistry and the mind energy of the individual person. So this most recent article employs work by people like Bruce Lipton, and the title again says, scientists finally show how your thoughts can cause specific molecular changes to your genes. And Bruce Lipton demonstrated in his work that if a cell in my body is sitting in a non-threatening environment, there are no pollutants, no toxins, no physical dangers, but my mind energy is the energy of fear, my cell goes into a shutdown or protection mode. And he demonstrated that each cell in the human body, and therefore the body itself, only has two options of functioning. One is health and growth, and the other is protection. And when a cell is in a protective mode, it does not take in nutrients and it does not eliminate waste. So a cell cannot survive extended periods in protection mode because it will starve to death and drown in its own waste. Pair that up with his other discovery that even if I am in a peaceful, calm, loving environment with no toxins and no physical threats, and my mind energy is the energy of fear, my cells listen to my mind energy and they go into a protective shutdown mode and they create disease and decay and eventually death for themselves and then the organs and eventually the body. Now this is being demonstrated. It's ancient knowledge. Mystics have known it for years. Eastern philosophies and religions and schools of yoga have known about the need for meditation and mindfulness and how important it is to healthy functioning and restoration. But Western scientists are kind of slow. They're kind of stubborn, and they've got that Doubting Thomas thing, show me, show me, show me. Here's yet another piece of research that demonstrates that specific molecular changes to your genes happen when you choose happy, loving, restful, peaceful thoughts, and specific changes to your genes, molecular changes to your functioning of the cells in your body happen when you choose anger and fear and sadness. And we will make this article or the link to it available on the website when Jeannie has the time. I don't quite know how. Maybe Michelle, I can get it to you and you can post it in the chat room. But it's just a wonderful piece of information about how the work is continuing and it's building momentum, and now even the hardcore scientists are having to face things that demonstrate to them that their old dogmas don't hold any water, and that we literally have, we are more the architects of our DNA than we are the victims of our DNA. So I'll take a breath and ask if there's anybody with any questions in the chat room or anybody with their hand up.
Yep, we got a few people with their hand up, and one person pressed one right away. So we'll start with area code 720. You are on the air, and who do we have and where are you calling from?
This is Janet McPhail. I'm actually in Tampa.
Welcome. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. Listen, I'm very new to this. A friend of mine has known some things that I've been going through, Mary Ann from North Carolina, and I've been having issues with fury, like real internal fury, that it just feels like it has so much power, you know, energy-wise, and I know it's coming from me. I mean, when I heard that, I had no doubt that that was the truth, even though I wasn't really familiar with this. But I feel like, you know, it dropping my glasses, stepping. I mean, it can be just a small, small thing that sends me into this. I mean, I feel like if I were in another dimension, I could, like, blow up a planet with this energy. I mean, that's how strong it is. And
okay,
I feel,
so can you give me your first name again?
Yes, Janet, J-A-N-E-T.
So, Janet, are you familiar with the reality management worksheet process?
Yeah, well, I actually have the worksheet pulled up here, and I have that. So, no, that's what I'm really new to this. I mean, I really haven't done anything, and that's pretty much where I am. I'm brand new. I'm going to a seminar tonight that happens to be in Tampa at the Harmony Center, and they have it every Wednesday, so I'm going to just start doing it.
And what kind of seminar is that?
Well, I don't know if it's a, it's like a thing that they have every week, 2 hours, and they work this program.
Okay, so it's a mind shifters group or a reality management worksheet group?
It's a mind shifters group.
Okay. So based on what you've learned so far, you're talking about having this incredibly powerful energy of rage, right?
Yeah, it's like a fury, but yeah, rage, I guess.
Okay, well,
because
fury, whatever
comes
word
out
works.
Of.
Mm-hmm. So what you're also saying, or what I think I'm hearing you say, is that it can get triggered by all kinds of different things.
Yes.
Okay. So what we want to help you understand is that you are creating the emotions you feel by what
mm-hmm.
you choose to focus on in your thoughts. So if you wanted to take one of the most recent examples where you were feeling this fury, you
okay.
could put it on the worksheet process
mm-hmm.
and simply step through the worksheet and spell out for yourself what you think is causing your upset, what happened that caused the upset, and your choice of emotion here would be fury or being furious.
Yeah.
And then
it's
the next thing is the worksheet would ask you to specify what thought are you using to generate that fury?
Okay.
So
that's what I'll do. I'll just work through the worksheet and go from there.
Stick with me here for a minute.
Okay.
So one of the critical aspects of being able to get a productive worksheet going is making sure mm-hmm. that your mind, your conscious mind, doesn't trick you into going off in different directions.
Okay.
So the 7-step worksheet process is one of the best ones to begin learning this process.
Okay.
And we encourage people to read every word on the worksheet each time they do it until it becomes part of their own thought. But we also want to help you understand what the process is about. If I'm creating my fury with a specific thought or set of thoughts, I need to be clear in my conscious mind what those thoughts are. So do you want to pick an example of something that you were furious about recently?
Yeah, recently, a best friend of 45 years, I've been living in Colorado for like 20 years, and so I just recently come home in the last couple of weeks, and, you know, I made some real changes last year in my life, and they were, you know, like just huge changes. I quit my job, I sold my house, I retreated, you know, I just felt like I needed time off. And so I did that, and a lot of people, they don't agree with that. You know, they think that I threw away everything and blah, blah, you know, all this stuff. And I don't know if I feel that way, but a friend kind of the fury that she attacked me with that came out of her body was so powerful. That's how I knew it was coming from me when I heard that idea.
What do you mean you knew it was coming from you? What was coming from you?
Well, that my perception, that whatever I see in my reality is coming from within me. Not really from this person or not from this circumstance. It's coming from me and me only.
Well, let's be clear about that, because sometimes people get these concepts very intellectualized and distorted.
Okay.
So you saw a very intense, angry, furious energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw the intense energy, and you labeled it furious and angry as coming from your friend, correct?
Yes, I felt it come in my body, actually. I mean, I felt it within myself. It was,
okay, so here's the idea that we have to get clear if we're going to make progress on this.
Okay.
I can see that someone else has an intense energy.
Yeah.
But I cannot feel someone else's emotions. And if I start to feel angry or fearful or bitter or hurt in response to the energy that I see in someone else,
mm-hmm.
it's my anger, my fear, my intimidation, or my hurt that I'm choosing to resonate at that time.
Yes.
The other person isn't causing that energy in me, and I'm not causing that energy in the other person. Now, an important thing to be clear about is I can see that someone else is radiating fear or sadness or hurt. And I can be aware of that. And that doesn't mean it's my fear or my sadness or my hurt.
Right.
If I start to feel an intense emotion in response to what I'm seeing in the other person, everything I'm feeling in my energy system is mine.
Okay.
Now, I don't know when I see an intense energy radiating off of someone, if they're feeling anger, fear, sadness, or hurt, unless I ask them. And I won't get an accurate answer unless they're open and willing and able to see their own energy system and their own thought patterns. And so I can make a guess about what that intense energy is, but I don't know for sure. So,
right, because it is, in fact, their energy, and I'm choosing to take it in.
So when you say to them, oh, your face is red and your voice is really loud and your teeth are gritted, you must be angry. What you mean is, if my face were red like that, if my voice were raised and my teeth were gritted, it would be because I'm really angry. If someone I know and care about has a raised voice, a red face, and gritted teeth talking to me, it might very well resonate some energy inside me of fear or hurt or anger in response.
So oh, my gosh, yeah, all the above.
All right, so here's the clear thing. I need to do a worksheet on what got stirred up within me.
Right.
So in this, we were asking you, here's a situation with a friend. She was very loud or very strong in her energy about how she thinks you did something wrong.
Right.
What was resonated in you as you heard that or after you heard that?
Was it your fury?
Did you get angry with her? Did you get angry and think she was causing your anger?
At that time, yes, but very, very shortly after that, I realized that it had to be coming from me, you know, with the, according to the Course in Miracles and stuff, you know.
Okay, well, I'm just asking you, if you think about it right now, if you were going to be doing a worksheet later today or right now,
right.
What would you be feeling when you think about this friend of yours having that energy and that tone of voice and those words expressing towards you? What are you feeling?
Well, I think, do you mean what I was feeling at the moment it was happening?
Well, you can do
I internalized it because I thought, well, what if it's because I had been getting flack from so many people about my change of career to quantum biofeedback, and, you know, unless you're just the circumstances, I started to think, well, maybe it's true. Maybe this past year, what I've been doing just, you know, maybe because I've changed my career, I changed everything in my life.
Listen to what you're demonstrating right now. One of the key things we try to teach to people.
Okay.
And that key thing is that if I choose certain thoughts and pour enough energy into them, I will begin to experience the emotions that go along with those thoughts.
Okay. Right.
So
yeah,
when your friend had the raised voice and was saying these words to you that you interpreted as being angry or critical,
right.
Your response in the moment was fury, and your thought was probably something like, she has no right to yell at me like that or to judge me.
Right, yes.
Then your thoughts shift to, oh, wait a minute. A lot of other people have told me similar things. Maybe they're right and I'm wrong. And when you think those thoughts, you don't feel the fury.
No, it's correct.
What are you feeling when you think those thoughts? Fear? Sadness?
Yeah, fear, sadness. Just that they don't understand because they're not into New Age stuff.
Okay,
so they think it's all
focus. So here you've just outlined how you can do at least three different worksheets on the same situation.
Okay.
One worksheet can be on the situation when it happened and your friend was talking to you in a loud voice with what you interpreted as angry, judgmental words.
Okay.
And you believe that made you feel furious.
Mm-hmm.
And the thoughts you were using to generate that emotion of furious were thoughts like, she has no right to judge me, she doesn't understand, you know,
right.
She has no right to be angry with me, I didn't hurt her, whatever those words are that would, if you keep thinking
right.
those thoughts, it will lead to your feeling furiously angry.
Right.
And then you go through the rest of that worksheet.
Okay.
And then you can take out another blank worksheet and at the top of it have the very same situation. The
okay.
same friend, she's speaking to me in this loud, intense tone, saying these words that I interpret as being angry. And my emotion is sadness. And my thought is, what if she's right? What if she and all of my other friends are right and I've screwed things up?
Okay.
And
yeah,
then you go
that's...
down that worksheet, filling out the rest of the worksheet. And then you can do one, here's a friend, she's speaking to me in this intense, loud way, she's saying these things I interpret as angry, and the emotion I'm feeling is fear.
Right.
And the thought I'm using is, what if they're right and I'm wrong and I've ruined my life?
Right.
And then I go down, I finish the worksheet that way. So you got at least three worksheets started on this same issue.
Yeah, this is fantastic. Thank you so much. This is
right. Now there's a critical part of the worksheet process that we haven't talked about yet.
Okay.
And that is, if my mind is telling me that somebody else has done something or not doing something that they should do, and that's what's causing me to feel my fury or my sadness or my fear, then my mind is also telling me they should do something else. They should be doing it this way, or they should stop doing that. And so my mind is holding a goal for them to change.
Right.
And if they would, my mind is telling me that if they would simply do this very reasonable thing, often a very loving thing, then I wouldn't have this anger or this fear or this sadness.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yes.
So let's just take the first example of the first worksheet that you were talking about. And what might the goal be for this person, this friend of yours, who was talking to you in a manner that left you to believe that she was angry at you and that she was raging at you? What would your goal be for her?
My goal would be for her to become open-minded and educate herself to understand what I'm doing instead of tearing it down.
Okay, now you got to it there at the end. So we want a constructive result that's
mm-hmm.
directly related to you and what you believe is causing your upset here. And that was contained in the last few sentences or phrases you said there. I want her to understand me and accept
uh-huh.
what I'm doing.
Yes.
And that's a kind of a productive, loving goal. If she counts herself as your friend, if she did that, that would help her in maintaining the relationship with you. As a matter of fact, we could say if she were understanding and accepting in all of her relationships, her life would improve. So that's a loving, positive goal for her, right?
Yes.
All right. And if she did it, then you wouldn't have to be furious. So it's a win-win.
Exactly.
All right. And it's directly related to the situation that happened in 1A or 1B.
Yes.
Now, as you read down through the worksheet process, you realize that it tells you, if I'm in pain, I'm in error, and that if I were seeing clearly, I wouldn't be in pain, and my mind chooses just a very tiny fraction of all the information that hits it within every moment to create the picture in my mind that leads to my thoughts, that leads to my emotions. So since I'm feeling furious in this particular instance, in this worksheet, I must be choosing the wrong bits of information.
Yes, I would
okay.
say.
So the next step is I want to understand that if I cancel my goal, this loving goal for my friend to understand me and be more accepting, why would I cancel that goal? We just talked about how it's loving and it would be helpful for her and her relationships with me and others. It would be helpful in my relationship with her. Why would I cancel it? There's two reasons to cancel the goal. The first one is you're creating what you're feeling inside of you with the choice of your own thoughts. The truth is,
right,
your reality is unique to you. It's strictly internal, and it's created out of your own thoughts.
Yep.
So if you think she caused you to feel fury, you're hiding from yourself the power you have to create your own reality. And if the source of your own reality and experience is inside of you, then anytime you focus on her or him or it or the situation, you're looking outside of you for a solution to the pain that's being caused inside of you, and you can never resolve it that way.
Exactly.
Because the source, the cause, is internal.
Yep.
So when you cancel the goal for her to be understanding and accepting of you, it opens an energetic window for you to look inside the unconscious part of your mind.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Here's another reason we cancel the goal. You're creating your own experience. We're all creators of our own experience in each moment. And since you're a creator of your own experience, don't you think you deserve to have your friends understand you and be accepting of you? I think you
yeah.
do, and I hardly know you. Right?
Right.
So that's a really great goal. Why would I cancel that? Well, since you're creating your own experience, and since you haven't experienced your friends as being understanding and accepting, there's only one possible reason for that in your own experience, and that is there's a part of your mind that does not believe that you either deserve to be understood and accepted,
uh-huh.
and or that it would lead to bad things, or it would lead to doom and gloom in the future, or that it would make you unknowable to other important relationships. There's some hidden reason
right.
that your mind is creating fury in this situation rather than your mind creating love and acceptance. When you're feeling furious at her, are you feeling very loving and accepting towards her?
No, at the time I wasn't. As soon as
Oh, not at all. So here you are wanting her to be understanding and accepting of you and loving of you, and you're
mm-hmm.
feeling fury at her.
Yeah,
if you go
pretty...
plant corn seeds in the field and you wait all winter long hoping for a wheat crop, and in the spring up come corn shoots and you get angry, how silly is that?
Right.
Why didn't my wheat crop come in? Because you planted corn.
Right.
So in your interaction with her, you added fury, maybe also fear and sadness, but in this particular worksheet, you were adding fury to your interaction with her and expecting understanding and acceptance in response. That's just as silly as planting corn seeds and hoping wheat or rye grows up at the end of the season.
Right.
So we cancel the goal and we ask for some help from some source higher than our conscious logical mind. Some source other than, some source from a different nature other than our conscious logical mind. And we close our eyes, we do a little prayer meditation, and we ask to be shown the hidden part of my mind that's actually creating my fury in this moment. And that's all there on the worksheet.
Okay.
But we wanted you to get the idea of setting the goal and making sure it's a loving, positive goal, and mm-hmm. then have some conscious, logical understanding about why in the world we would cancel it, even though it's a loving, positive goal.
Mm-hmm.
And now when you do that process, if you give yourself permission to ask for help from outside your logical mind.
No problem.
Cancel the goal for her. to be understanding and accepting of you, and ask to be shown the hidden part of your mind that's actually creating the fury, or in future worksheets, the sadness or the fear. Just watch what comes to your awareness. And keep your breath going, and be willing to feel whatever comes up, and write it down on the paper, and you're well on your way to finding out what's the hidden part of your mind that's creating all this pain.
This has been wonderful. Thank you so much. I am, and thank you for doing this call. This is very helpful. I've got my work cut out, and I'm going to be good.
Somebody will be here, whether it's Michael and Jeannie or Rex or Michelle. Yeah. Someone will be here. If you're willing to call back and let us know how it went. Did I understand you to say you're going to a support group tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh,
wonderful. Well, I'm very happy for you that you live close to a support group, and we'd be happy to hear back from you on the show.
Okay, thank you so much for your help. Take care.
You guys.
Michelle, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been trying to catch in. You went through a laundry list of people, but you left the person out that Janet mentioned at the beginning.
Oh, Marianne?
Yeah. She was on the line. Her microphone died. I don't know where she went.
Oh, thank you so much, Marianne. Yeah, she is wonderful. And now, how do I get off this line so I can leave it open for other people?
Well, if you don't have any further questions, you can stay on the line, and Michelle can just mute your thing, and if you have another question, you can hit one, and she'll bring you back up. Michelle, is Marianne on?
Yeah, she is, and her voice is quiet. Maybe she forgot to turn off the mute.
Can you hear me now?
Very faintly.
Hello?
That's perfect. How are you?
I am so grateful. I think it's fabulous. It's really great.
Yeah.
There's nothing like introducing someone that you really love and appreciate, and they get it right away. So, my hat's off to you. This is fabulous work.
Thank you, Marianne. You're wonderful.
Well, thanks. So, Dr. Tim, I just wanted to acknowledge you as well, and it's marvelous having you facilitate these programs. So, thank you.
Well, you're entirely welcome and deserving, and thank you for continuing to expose friends and others to this work, because every time somebody chooses to pick up the tools, their life gets better and our world gets better by extension.
That's what I found, and I woke up January 1st pretty excited. I had invited lots and lots of women for a celebration, and I called it Forgiveness Fundamentals. And we had 17 people here that day, and then we've met again last night, and we're meeting on a regular and consistent basis here in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and more people are excited about what they're learning. So that's the best part, is just sharing it.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. It's I think that's the second best part for me. The best part for me is how my life gets better every time I remove some of that old fear or sadness or anger or hurt.
Oh, I agree with that.
So, Michelle, anybody else with their hand up or any other comments you have to add, Michelle?
Well, I'm going to put Janet and Mary on hold here for a moment, like you suggested. And I mirror Marianne's comments. That was a wonderful piece of work, and there's a part of us that is always re-beginning, and so it's just refreshing to just go through the process very methodically and in a detailed fashion like you did. That was fabulous. And Janet is so willing. That's very inspirational. But Dora has been waiting so patiently for Unstuck Wednesday. So we're going to say hi to her. Happy New Year, Dora.
Hello. Happy New Year, everybody.
Hello, Dora.
Hi. I just want to let Janet know that I've never really done anything that anybody thinks I should have done all my life. I mean, I've always just followed that inner wisdom. And thank God, because I wouldn't be where I'm at today. And I wouldn't trade my life for anybody and the experiences that I've had. And also for Janet, I can spend a weekend and I can do 25 to 30 sheets on a Saturday and then just go to bed and do the next thing on Sunday, you know, just take that time just for me and just not worry about anything else. So she's definitely on the right path, and really I love it when people just catch it, you know, right away and get on so quickly. But the Unstuck Wednesday, I found myself, you know, with this Target debacle, standing in the Target store where, you know, they've been hacked, and listening to people yell and scream at these poor managers who, you know, couldn't do anything to help them. And I just stood there and just, you know, kind of walked away. But I found myself very peaceful and calm, you know, and I just was proactive, and I just took care of everything, closed out all my bank accounts, and just went on, you know, and it'll all be fine. So, you know, by doing this work and working on myself, I handle things so much differently. You know, I don't get caught up in the trauma and the drama. So that's just been a blessing. And I find with any situation now, I just see it differently, do cheats when I need to, which is all the time, and I just completely handle it in peace and calm, you know, and not a drama queen. So I was very happy with that. And, so life is good, just gets better each day. And I hope everybody had a great holiday and a happy new year. And are you doing well, Michelle?
I am. I left you a voicemail earlier. I was really interested in how the sugar thing was going. You had such a change of heart there after the woman's intensive, and I just want to see how you're doing.
Yes, well, thank you. I did well there for a little bit, and then I got triggered again. And then I went to Margaret and Michael's wedding, which was beautiful. And at the bridal shower, there was a lady sitting there talking about these products and how she's lost 45 pounds. And, of course, I pick up and I'm listening, right? And so she gave me some samples, and it's a tea. And it's hard to explain. I've just tried. I'm going to order it today. But when I drank the first cup of tea, my body, I could feel the shift. It cut the craving for the sugar, and something internally happened. So, and these products will help to thermogenics. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, but to burn the fat. But I was really pleased how it stop the craving for the sugar. And I know Dr. Tim said before, can do the sheets on why I'm craving the sugar. But so I keep working on those issues too. I've done a lot more work on what's you know, what's happening with the sugar, and it's taken me back to, you know, 2 and 3 years old with different things that happened, and all had to do around food. So it's an ongoing process. I'm still working on it, but I think I look forward to combining both, doing the sheets and this product on my path. So we shall see what happens with all that.
Wonderful. And remember, Michael's advice was, instead of deciding that you're going to cut out sugar, focus on adding those foods that will actually increase your energy level and your vitality and give you what you need to process the next level of energies that do not belong in your system.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I will be So are you saying just focus on the correct foods? Like if I'm more of a balanced diet, is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. The more healthy foods you put in your body, the less space there will be or craving there will be for the sugars and the junk, unless you've been triggered, in which
yeah.
case you'll have the energy to go do the worksheets and process out the energies that don't belong there because you've been eating healthy foods and nourishing your body, increasing your vitality.
Yes, thank you. I find I'm doing more juicing now. So and I found this great mixture with greens and an apple and some lemon, and it works out well. And I find I'm eating more kale in my soup. These are all little basic steps for some, you know, for me. It's pretty huge, but I do find myself doing that more and more, most definitely.
Dora, along those lines, it's interesting. Peace talks a lot about frequency and resonance, and before you guys even started talking here, he's writing in here, vegetables have enzymes that break down the sugars, organic is the way to go, smiley face, and I also suggest ginkgo gold is good. It activates all parts of the mind that will help the body. So just wanted to add
that. What was that last part, Michelle, that activates the mind? That last part, I didn't miss it. I missed it.
The ginkgo gold, it activates all parts of the mind that will help the body. So like you were saying, kind of using your diet and nutrition in tandem with your worksheets and do a multi-pronged approach to healing.
How did she spell that?
G-I-N-K-O-B-A.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Tom, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, I hope everybody has a good week, and I will talk to everybody next Wednesday.
Wonderful. Thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you. I'll take care. Have a good week. Bye, Michelle.
Bye, Dora.
Bye-bye.
All right, Dr. Tim, got a couple minutes left.
We do indeed. What's on your mind?
How you're going to poetically synthesize this show in some meaningful way.
Did you receive an email from me with the link to that article?
I don't have it open right now, but Jeannie asked me to forward it. I'm sure it's there.
So just so it's on the radio show, it's www.tunebody, tunebody.com/ the title of the article, which is Scientists Finally Show Thoughts Can Cause Specific Molecular Changes. So you'll have to search for that on that website, but it's www.tunebody.com. We've got 90 seconds left, and I just want to thank everyone for being here, for listening, for those of you who are picking up the tools and using them. I want to thank all the members of the support groups, wherever they are, that spend their time supporting themselves and others, removing everything that's less than love from their system, and choosing to do that rather than following the party line of the culture and sitting in front of a movie theater or a video game. And I encourage us all to do more of that and make this the best year yet of your eternal life. Thanks for being here, and come back tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com. www.mindshifterswithinyou.com.